We're in trouble. Okay, and then
you have reached
tested.
Emergency roadside assistance. My name is Damaris. Are you currently need a roadside assistance?
Yes, I do.
May I have your first name, please?
Frank Hernandez.
What is a good callback number, just in case this line gets disconnected?
779-625-0486.
Are you calling from a safe location?
I'm on a safe location. I'm off the side of the road. What had happened is I was cruising down the road and my motor just took a shit. Basically, it blew out.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry to hear that. Would you like to receive text messages with the status of your service today?
Yes. And how soon could you guys get somebody out to me?
Our ETAs are from an hour up to 2 hours.
We're 3 hours from help.
Where are we at?
I don't even know. I-74 East.
I'm on I-74 East, heading towards...
By 63 in Indiana.
By 63, I'm about...
Wait. 0.5
about
miles.
Half mile from 63 south.
Indiana.
From Indiana.
It's 63.
Yes, sir. I'll have to enter some information in the system before I'm able to map your location. May I have your member ID, please?
Give me 1 second. I just hit that piece of paper. It is D. DA1, I believe it's S248633.
Okay, that is DA1S24?
8633.
Okay, I'll repeat that for you. That's D as in David, A as in Apple, number 1, S as in Sam, 248633.
Yes.
We need 3 hours and a half almost for someone to get
Is there any way that we'd be able to ride with the tow truck driver back to the location I need it to be?
Due to COVID, transportation is not guaranteed. It's up to the provider's discretion. I can ask them, but it's really up to them if they accept.
Otherwise, like, my help is, like, 3 hours away.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to locate with your policy number, and it is showing as no results. May I have the zip code listed under the policy?
60123. Yes.
Okay, can you verify the address listed under the policy, please?
222 Locust Street, Elgin, Illinois, apartment 506.
And what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
It's for my 05 Nissan.
Okay, I'm not seeing that vehicle listed. I'll have to add it in the system. 2005. And what is the model of the vehicle?
It's an Altima.
Is it Altima?
Yes, it's a Nissan Altima.
And what color is the vehicle?
Gray.
Okay, can you hold for a second while I get an override?
Yep. Hello?
I can't hear. Hello? That's fine. I was about to call you. I know. Well, you're going to be even more. Yes, I do. Well, what do you mean I don't give a fuck? I told them that they were going to come for the... I tried to get you to go instead of Tristan. And we did meet Casper. Yeah. That was the plan. I wasn't supposed to go. Tristan was going, so because Tristan Holly put down shit, she has her boys, and we had already said that they would go, and when me and Casper were in the store, and Tristan and Frank were walking the store, but Holly freaked out, so I said, because we told them we were sending two guys. With us. So him and Holly went to Walmart. Me and Frankie went and hung with Casper at the Walmart. And fucking, I don't know what Tristan, anyways, either way, I do not hang with them. You know that. Tristan won't go near me. I told you I was off on the other side with Holly, or not Holly, Casper. And then Holly flipped out over the phone and all this other shit after we told Leah and them that Frank and Tristan would go get them. And they were pretty, if the car did great, then they were willing to fucking take them to Tennessee right away on Tuesday. And so it was set up that way. So Holly flipped the lid because she's at home with the kids, her two boys or whatever. And she flipped the lid, and then Tristan did also. I just said, fine, then I'll go, and we'll get back right away. I was going to, but I was trying to get there as fast as we could and come home. I do care. I do care. That's why I wanted you to come with the, you know. The one lady donated, like, donated for it, but she at least donated gas. Not gas, it'll be sent to me. They didn't send it yet because we didn't know if they were going to go because Tristan and Frank were talking, and they said, oh, we'll do it.
Okay. Hello, sir. Sorry for the wait.
Yes.
They were going to Amy's till Tuesday.
So.
And then going down to Tennessee. Frank was going to do it for 100 days. And then
so,
gas.
What's up?
But we have a big issue.
Okay, so the issue with the vehicle was that the motor went out, correct?
Yes.
It just fucking
blew. Will it shift
blew.
Into neutral?
I know it's blown. It's
what's up?
Smoking.
Will
I have
the
to
vehicle
pull
shift
over.
Into neutral?
Can it what?
I know. Don't be
shift
yelling.
Into
you're going to bother the dogs.
It's not movable.
Okay.
We don't move it. Screaming at the dogs. Still, they can hear you and sense it. They're not dogs. They're dogs. I know.
Is
believe
the vehicle
me,
a four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive?
Yes, I do
it's
know.
It's a front-wheel drive.
I knew you'd be mad at me for golf, but I didn't think this would happen.
Has the vehicle been modified lower to the ground?
No.
It drove.
And is this service a result of an accident?
What's up?
And one more question I have
sorry,
to ask. Is this service a result of an accident?
No.
It's my fault, nobody else. If I said fine, then I'll go.
Hey, and you will be the person on scene when the parade gets there and you have
the
vehicle keys with you, correct?
Yes.
No, it ain't Frankie's. Frank didn't want to lose their dog. No, Patty turned around and said he didn't mind, and we left the Woodstock somewhere and headed out.
Okay, and may I have that location of where the vehicle's located?
It ain't 6 hours. And stay tonight.
Can you repeat the location of where the vehicle's located?
It ain't a 12-hour drive. Your parents would be six back and
but it's a half mile
I'm
away from 63 South, Indiana.
No, it isn't. That's further and that's staying out of state.
53 South, Indiana.
And it's a half mile away from that.
He's talking to the tow company right now. But we can't have them tow it until we find someone to come out because of the fact that
due to COVID, they can't get it.
Due to COVID, they won't give you a ride to the nearest spot. Well, we have no choice. It ain't his fault. I'm the one who's... How is it his fault? He was trying to help. How is it his fault? He was just trying to help. Well, this scene ran perfect the whole way. It just suddenly jerked. No, I was coming home. But because she flipped out and then Tristan flipped out and said he wasn't going, now I am. I know that. No, I don't.
Is there any way you can receive text messages? I can send you a link,
yeah.
And that link,
we're
you
working
can
on it. I don't
click
know.
On it, and it should give you your latitude and your longitude coordinates. I'm able to map you exactly where you're at.
Well, yeah, we were almost there. We were an hour away from them and heading back, but the engine went.
You said click on. You said click on the link?
Yes, sir.
And a bunch of smoke.
And give it. Okay. Wow. It says this site can't ask for your permission.
Do you have your locations on?
I'm upset that I didn't get right back.
All right. Hold on.
Why? I mean, I expected to get right back. No.
Yes, my location's
on. We went
to
Woodstock.
I don't know why.
We went to Woodstock.
You're
going to come. How?
Try again. Allow. Try again.
Yeah, I know. We weren't supposed to. They were supposed to pay Frankie and Tristan to go down, and they were supposed to pay him. I can show you the messages to Leah, and it says they. I'm the one who put myself in here when Tristan said he can't and ain't because he ain't dealing with shit. I'm the one who involves you, and I'm the one who threw myself in.
Yeah, it won't allow me to give me the location.
They were going to come, Tristan and Frank, and they are supposed to come to Tennessee.
Try and locate it.
I have a message in Leah's box already
Indiana.
And her asking them.
Say that one more time.
Okay, and 53 South, is that an interstate or?
Yes.
It's 0.6 miles.
It's 0.6 miles from Interstate 63.
We are on I-74.
I'm on I-74 East.
Okay, I-74 East.
No, I know. Mom's car ain't going to fucking make it. That's why I'm wondering if the Blazer will. But I can't because Tristan won't. Me and Tristan can't be in the same car. So I can't ask Tristan to come with the Blazer. And I don't know if that fucker will make it. This one was driving perfect, like a brand new car, up until just a minute ago before I called you and was trying to explain we're broken down. But you were angry, and I had to let you go, and I don't blame you. Oh. No! Since I started talking to you, I was about to call you, but you called me. I was using voice to text. And I was about to call you because as you were texting me, the car went. That's why he's on the phone with the tow company. If we'd been broken down, we would have been done with the tow company talking to him. But we just broke down right before you rang me and said you're done with the text. Hang on. Let me get you right back. Amy's calling. They might have a way to get me home. Hello. Bob's fucking killing me right now. He's so mad at me. We're broken down. This car rode like a brand new car all the way there, Amy. We're an hour and a half away. It went boom, 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 boom. And as soon as I shut it off, it went pop, and a bunch of smoke. Engine blew. That's...
No, it was a court. It was a court low.
He said it was just a court low. There's a 30-day lemon law, I told him. And a lot of times they say there isn't, but there is. If you get, you know, and he has Donahue that would probably throw in for $100 to fucking fight that for him. But Donahue don't do traffic stuff, but this is buying stuff. Or he does traffic and DUI. I don't know, but we have no way home. Yeah, but Tristan won't go with me. But what if the Trailblazer breaks too? We're an hour and a half away.
Hey, yeah, we're about to get on Interstate 465. Is that the only exit I see?
Okay.
Is that correct?
Come again?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes, sir. So I see Interstate 74, and I see that once it ends, it goes 465 Interstate. Is that correct?
No, we didn't. Frank couldn't get off. Yes,
sir. Once I see that Interstate 74 ends in Indiana, it goes to 465 Interstate, 465. Is that correct?
I believe so. I'm, like I said, I'm on I-174,
well,
and,
no, I couldn't get them tomorrow.
What do you call it? What do you call it? I'm off one, I'm on I-6, I'm about a half mile
I'm a half mile from 63.
We're on I-74.
We're on 174
no,
east.
No, I-74
east. I-74 east.
And we're
a half a mile.
Well, not a half. Let me touch this. We are.
We are
0.5 miles from
Indiana
63 south.
From I'm a half mile away from 63 south.
Okay, let me look it up.
Amy said the Blazer runs really good. There's nothing wrong with it. But I said, well, Tristan and I can't be together. She said, well, fuck that. They have to come and get you. So Amy's calling me back in a minute. But I don't know. She had a customer. She was supposed to get off at 8, and they're working her till 9. So she's going to see if Tristan and Holly get the damn Blazer. But that's what, well, because Holly has her two sons, but it's nighttime, so maybe she will. I'll ask her. She threw a fit that she didn't want Tristan going, and so Tristan didn't go. So I don't know if he's going to throw a fit for her going, but Amy will tell him too bad because they got to come get us. Somebody does. Well, I was only doing it to help Leah, not no one else. Leah was the one who, you know, helped Leah and the.
And how much is the tow going to be? Excuse me. Hello?
Yes, sir. Once I'm able to map you exactly where you're at, I'll start contacting providers. And if you give me a quote, it's just I'm having trouble finding the 63
because
south.
Because I'm supposed to have the unlimited mileage for tow.
Yes, sir. Can you repeat that? You were cutting off a little bit.
Yes, I'm supposed to have coverage on my tows. Like, I'm supposed to have full coverage. Like, I'm supposed to have unlimited mileage for towing.
So far, it's showing me a coverage amount of $40.
Come again?
So far, it's showing as a coverage amount of $40.
Okay.
And
that's for what? For them to come out?
That's just the amount that is showing in my system. $40 is the coverage amount.
That's the only reason I would have agreed to freaking do any of that.
Do you know what's the nearest city y'all in? What was the last exit y'all passed?
Honestly, I don't even know what the nearest city would be that's near me.
Okay. Okay.
Don't put her van up.
But I'm not sure. So you don't have no idea of what city you're closest to?
No. What city are we closest to?
On your left, 4th Avenue.
I think the nearest one would be Terre Haul, and that's like
we're an hour and a half away.
We're an hour and a half away from Terre Haul.
Terre Haul?
Lake Massfield is up the road a few miles. I don't know how far.
North 900 east.
Lake Nashville?
Yeah, that's like the closest I see on my GPS.
There's a beach Oh. No, honey, we're stuck on the side of the road.
Hold on.
Hey, here's the city.
All right, so
we are right by
Gibson City.
To the left
of the Gibson City, and then below that is behind us is Leroy.
And
what the
right
and then what's right ahead of us is Mansfield.
Mansfield.
Yep.
Is it Mansfield or Marshfield? I see a Marshfield.
Mansfield.
Leroy and Mansfield.
We're between Leroy and Mansfield. Right in the middle. But I'm on I-74.
And that is in Ohio, correct?
No, this is Indiana.
Indiana, okay. Just making sure.
If you're wanting, if Amy's saying the Trailblazer can make it, you should be able to get the Trailblazer from Holly, maybe. I don't know. Tristan probably flipped. Well, all right, let me call Mandy. It's 8:43.
Yeah, we're still in Illinois.
I think we're in Illinois, yes.
Yeah, we're still in Illinois. We're in Illinois.
Okay, Illinois.
Yeah, we're in Illinois. You were just going right outside of the border. All right.
Have you found the location?
I'm still trying to. It's just, I don't know what's going on. Okay, I do see Mansfield now, and I'm trying to look for Leroy now.
Yeah, and we're still in Illinois.
Okay.
And how much do you, and does my mileage cover for going from where I'm at back to Harvard, Illinois?
I'll have to check that in a few so you can show me. I just have to map you precisely where you at so it won't go over the mileage. I'm trying to, if you get what I'm saying.
What do you mean my mileage? My mileage is supposed to be unlimited mileage for tow. That's what I was told when I originally started with you guys.
Like I was stating so far, it's showing that your coverage amount is of $40.
And that's for how many miles?
Due to providers having different rates and where you're located, I'll have to call them so they can give me a quote of how many miles is that for them. Okay, do you have a Google Maps on your phone?
Yes, I do.
Hang on, honey. I'm asking Mandy. Let me call you right back. Love you. Hey, Siri, call Mandy. Don't work off speaker, so that's why you were stuck. Mandy, Bob has a question for you. Is your
okay,
van
sir. Can you pull your Google Maps and once you pull it up, there's going to be a dot that shows where you're at. If you press down on the dot and hold it for a second, it should drop pin. And once that pin is on there, you should be able to scroll up and it should give you your latitude and longitude coordinates.
Indiana, an hour and a half away from Indiana. I'm 3
All right, hold on.
Huh?
You said hit my Google Maps and then do what?
Tonight, I'm on the side of the road
there should be a dot where you're located, like your location, your current location. It should be a dot.
Yeah, he would have to come out, leave you the car.
And
right,
once you press
it, grab your van and come get me. As long as you know your van's okay.
Hold on.
It don't matter. Yes, don't matter. All right, because I'm cold and...
Location. All right, it says, because I Googled it, my location, and it says Everett McKinley Dirksen Memon Highway, Farm City, Illinois.
Okay, you're in Farmer City, Illinois. Okay.
All right, Nancy, let me tell him so he can get on the way because we don't have any heat and we're 3.5 hours away from Illinois. Bob's really angry at me. I wasn't supposed to come on this trip.
That's the Everett McKinley Dirksen Memon Highway in Farmer City, correct?
Come again?
The name of the highway is Everett McKinley Dirksen Memon Highway.
That's all right.
Yeah.
And that is in Farmer City, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I got Frank with it, but it's just me and Frank. No, it'd be Bob only, not even me. All right, yep, let me call him. All right, thank you, Mandy. Bye. Okay, Siri, call Bob. Mandy's van's in great shape. You can borrow it. We just got to get it back tomorrow sometime. I told her no problem. But that's 50 minutes to Mandy's and then out to us. Three hours or three and a half or however far we are from Mandy's. Well, I'm just thinking, honey. I'm putting time together because we're on the side of the road. Tiffany's trying to see if she knows anyone that would bring us at least, you know, to help us. Okay, she said her shift's good. It just needs gas, huh? The shit box. What shit box? What do you mean my shit box? Oh, yeah. Mom's car. You gotta take Mandy.
Okay, and that home address is the 222 Locust Street, apartment 506.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, love. We don't even have them with us. We didn't make it to Indiana. We're at Woodstock first, and I was, you know, and I don't think you're going to drive the other hour and a half to grab them with us. I mean, we're already almost there.
Okay, so it's your 153 Malto, and you only cover for $40, so I will have to give you a call back with a quote.
Say that one more time.
Yes, sir. So it's showing that your coverage amount is of $40, so I will have to give you a call back with a quote for that 153 miles.
So you'll have to give me a call back and see how you can cover the full amount.
Yes, sir. I will give you a call back with a quote for the remaining amount.
All right.
Yes.
And how many miles did you say that covered?
I wouldn't know that until I start reaching providers, and they'll let me know how much is that $40 worth of coverage.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir.